because we do want our youth to succeed. And one way is helping them have these positive supports so that they're not as tempted by some of these more negative influences.
Haines joins the oldest and largest drug prevention campaign in the country. And Skagway tourism stats are in. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. This year's tourism statistics for Skagway show a 1.62% increase in total visitors from last year. 893,267 tourists were recorded to visit the gateway to the Klondike for the 2009 season, with 87% of them via cruise ship. Cruise ship visitation was up 1.7% this year, with even bigger growth in other modes of transportation. Air travel was up 22%, but remains the least used mode of traveling to Skagway, with 4,600 traveling by air this season. White Pass and Yukon Railroad traffic was also up by 15% to about 16,000 visitors. Second to cruise ship traffic, most people travel to Skagway on the Klondike Highway. Just over 67,000 people drove into Skagway in the 2009 season, which is slightly up from last year. Tourism in Skagway is up 444% from 1983, which is when statistics were first available. The fact that 48,000 people visited Skagway on cruise ships that year, compared to 779,000 this year, certainly covers for the 35% drop in Alaska Marine Highway traffic since 1983. In Haines, Mayor Jan Hill recently attended the Alaska Travel Industry Association meeting in Fairbanks and said Haines was well represented there.
As much as we've been hearing discouraging news about the cruise ship dockings in Haines and actually throughout Southeast Alaska, there still was a real feeling of hope at this conference. People were optimistic. We talked to some folks from Disney Cruises who would love to try out Haines. We let the industry folks know that we welcome visitors to the Haines-Boro, and hopefully we can't do anything about the 2010 schedule. It's already set, but we can certainly look forward to 2011 and see if we can get some more of our visitors to come back to town. Again, it was an outstanding conference. It's the first time I had attended ATIA, and I did it at the urging of Laurie Stepanski, our tourism director, and it was time well spent. I have no regrets about attending that. And we had a very good time. Fairbanks was a great host. So again, it was an excellent conference.
ATIA is a visitor industry trade association that conducts marketing and advocates for Alaska's travel industry. A Haines police officer is leaving the job, citing pay as one of the factors for leaving. In addition, the department is hiring a part-time dispatcher following another recent resignation. In a report to the Haines Mayor and Assembly, Chief of Police Gary Lowe announced this week that Officer Dennis Holmes submitted his resignation and plans to pursue his interests in music. Holmes joined the force last November from Philadelphia. According to Chief Lowe, several applications from current police officers followed the position advertisement, and Borough Clerk Julie Causey said at this week's Assembly meeting that a decision on a new hire is already made.
Dennis Holmes, one of our current police officers, is moving on to a different career, and we're sad to see him go, but his last day is October 30th, and it's pretty exciting that we were able to fairly quickly make a hire decision of a police officer who's currently certified in Alaska, so that means we won't have to send him to police academy. There's currently a vacant part-time dispatcher position that we hope to fill soon.
At the same meeting, the Assembly unanimously confirmed the Haines Library Board's recommendation to hire Patricia Brown as the new library director. The union previously approved an annual salary of $53,872 for the position. Juneau approved drug testing for school athletes this month. In the same week, Anchorage's only methadone clinic stopped accepting new patients. And next week, state troopers gather in Fairbanks to discuss the reality of alcohol and drug abuse in Alaska. But drug issues and the efforts to curb them don't only happen in the city. Next week is Red Ribbon Week, a time when schools nationwide focus their efforts on drug prevention among students and community members. Lindsay Moore is the Haines School Counselor and is helping to organize Red Ribbon activities at the Haines School.
Red Ribbon Week's been going on since 1985, and it is the oldest nationwide drug and alcohol prevention week in the country. And so it's kind of a week where we all kind of pause and do activities and kind of help promote drug and alcohol prevention amongst our youth and community.
Haines School has a lineup of activities prepared for next week, October 19th through 26th, and is opening some of them to the public.
A lot of schools do activities around it. There are communities that do stuff as well. This year, we're changing it up so it's not just a school activity. We're bringing in folks from our community agencies. We have Search coming in to do some stuff on healthy eating habits. They're bringing in a speaker for the Eating Alaska film to some of our classes. We're having the Elks Drug and Alcohol Club is going to come in and do some lunchtime stuff. The Haines Police Department will be in talking to classrooms about character and the value of making good choices and also doing some lunchtime activities. Lynn Canal Counseling is going to come in and do a peer pressure and stereotyping activities with our middle school students. And then to kind of finish off our Red Ribbon Week on the 26th, we're having a hip-hop group, the Dancers Against Drugs from Juneau, is coming up and doing an assembly for both our K-5 and our 6th through 12th grade students.
The October 26th event at the school is open to the public and is a hip-hop dance group out of Juneau that spreads anti-drug messages through their performances. They perform in cities and rural communities across Alaska with the belief that drug prevention is not just a metropolitan need. Similarly, Moore says there's already a strong local movement in motion here.
I know there are various community groups that are kind of starting to kind of rally around figuring out how to best address the problem, because we do want our youth to succeed, and one way is helping them have these positive supports so that they're not as tempted by some of these more negative influences.
In an annual climate and connectedness survey, which polls how often students witness drug and alcohol use among other students, some Haines kids reported that they've seen students under the influence during school or school events. The students were asked, in the past year, how often have you personally seen other students under the influence of alcohol, inhalants, or drugs like marijuana, coke, and crack at school or school events? They were given a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being 0 students and 2 being 1 to 2 students. Middle school students averaged 1.29 and high school students 1.98. That number is slightly down from last year and only measures substance abuse witnessed during school and not during recreational time. But Haines also has several local resources available to these students, says Moore.
We have a couple of folks in town that are professionally trained drug and alcohol counselors. I know there's a couple at Search and as well at Lynn Canal Counseling, and I believe we've got a couple private counselors in town that are certified. So if we've got people in town that would like to seek some drug and alcohol counseling, those are good places to start. I know my office, I've got a lot of resources, both in town and out of town, that I can refer people to. We have various community groups. I know the Elks has a pretty active anti-drug and alcohol group that's led by Janet Kurz. And then we also have a group at CIA/Search on juvenile delinquency that is headed by Rodney Hinson. And I know that they're doing a lot of activities and trying to get some of those positive community activities for our students to do. And then, you know, the school is trying to get behind it as well. So there are definitely groups in town. And I know that one of the ways that we're trying to come together is we're working at more collaboration between these various groups, because it's a lot easier if everyone pulls together and presents a united front.
Moore says she wanted to celebrate Red Ribbon Week here to involve the community in the school's efforts to battle drug and alcohol abuse among their students.
As far as the Red Ribbon Week, that was actually part of my reasoning for trying to get in the community as well, because, you know, we as teachers and school staff can sit there and tell our kids every day, you know, don't do drugs, don't do alcohol, don't do all of these things. But at the same time, it's like if they're just hearing that in school, it's not as much of a message as if we can rally around our youth as a community, because there is a lot of strength in that.
But the country has experimented with different forms of anti-drug programming in the war against drugs, and not always with success. Moore is confident that by involving students in the messaging and collaborating with local resources, there's a good chance to make a positive impact.
Part of it is that I think there's a new stance coming towards the drug and alcohol problem. It's more about now providing students positive supports rather than just kind of lecturing them. One of the things that I'm really excited about with Red Ribbon Week is we have some student involvement as well in some of the activities. We've got some high school students that are going to come in and help with the Lynn Canal counseling activities. We have a group of our students are actually probably going to get up and do a dance with the Juno kids, so that's going to be pretty exciting. And I think part of it is that the more we can empower our students and our youth to speak up to each other, I think that peer support is really what is going to be effective to them.
If members of the community want to find out more about participating in any of the Red Ribbon Week's activities, they can call the school or find the counseling website through hbsd.net.
I'm really excited about just the level of community involvement and the fact that we've got this group from Juno coming up, and I think it'll be really good. So, feel free to come and check out the activities or, you know, call the school if you have any questions.
I'm Tara Bicknell, reporting for KHNS. You can listen to KHNS News anytime you want, online at khns.org. Just click on the Listen tab for stories from the last week, or go to Archives for earlier stories.